third down. Got it to DK Metcalf. And fighting his way for the touchdown.
What a play by DK. Limits and I just watching angry runs back there with Kyle Brandt. Tremendous segment every week. Mount Washington won it earlier this year. What's happening here, oh limitless wonder? It's Puka Nacua, Trey McBride, and Metcalf are the finalists. Who's going to win?
Yeah, Metcalf was the third finalist. I honestly think that DK has the edge here because he scored a touchdown on the angry run.
Yeah, he did.
It was great plays by Puka running over a man. McBride ran over three, put a shoulder into two guys. But whenever you put points on the board, doesn't that give you a little bit of extra credit for an angry run?
Yeah, I think it should. Listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. From the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And the 50-minute mark on The Fan coming up brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Mike Tomlin's news conference at noon. Nick Farabaugh, top of the hour. We have a lot to talk about. The phone lines are lit like Malzy in a craft beer house, like Pony at the Carrier Dome, like Crowley at Mountaineer Field, and like Benzie jumping off the top rope at a Tomlin news conference. Yes?
Here is Jerry in Stanton Heights.
Hello, Jerry. How are you?
Malzy at his craft beer house.
By the way, did you see Benzie on TV last night?
No.
Looking like $1 million. He had the little, what do you call the little, my grandfather, he was a cop in Brooklyn. He used to wear a little cap.
Those old, like, 1920s looking hats?
Yeah, a little grandfather cap. It was unbelievable, Benzie on TV. Spectacles, a grandpa cap. I expected him to be smoking a pipe while he was talking with Andrew Stockton.
Man, you expected him to be in a black and white TV show.
And Ashley Liotis. She's very good at what she does.
Yeah,
would you agree
is.
With that, Limits?
Proud Baldwin alum.
Yeah, she's really good. Benzie, I thought he took center stage on that thing. Didn't you?
Benzie always comes off the top rope and does an incredible job.
Does. How are you, sir?
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Not much. What's going on?
Hey, we got to give it up to the coaches. Now, we've been bashing them, me included, Tomlin and the offensive coordinator.
Smitty.
I thought he called probably his best game since he's been here.
Yeah, I'm
they
with you.
Up the run,
I'm with
the
you.
Pass.
Great so, A grades all the way around last night. I mentioned I love the fact. Go ahead.
You remember that 2005 team that we went to the Super Bowl? We struggled, but we got hot right at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can follow their path. You know, but I like the way we look right now.
It's hard not to like the way they looked last night, but again, sort of the theme of the show today, Jerry, is until proven otherwise, I think a lot of us are still in...
Yeah, we're still skeptical, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's the Cabales of the world, and I appreciate the call. It's the Cabales of the world that want to paint us, certain media members, and lots of fans as being fly-by-night, over-emotional, week-to-week, changing with the wind. Like, okay, oh, so last week you're this way, this week you're this way. What a bunch of idiots. All they do is react emotionally. No, everything that happened a couple weeks ago in that Bills game was born of 9 years of basically a failure. When you haven't come close to winning a playoff game and going on 9 years, your fan base is going to be disgusted and act out. And 2 weeks of playing better hardly erases that. And there are some good signs. I think that's all accurate. The best sign being that Aaron Rodgers looks like a dangerous quarterback right now. Somebody who might go into Detroit and carve up a secondary that's gone. Like the Steelers played the Bears when the Bears had none of their starting linebackers. I think they're playing the Lions with none of their starting defensive backs. That's a good thing. And I agree with Jerry there, and I mentioned I like the fact that Mike Tomlin showed up last night in a winning mentality, a risk mentality. He was going to go for it. He went for it more times on fourth down in the first half than at any time in his entire tenure. Awesome. while the other guy, Mike McDaniel, plunged into Marty Schottenheimer mode. What is he thinking? Let's punt on fourth and one, even the 54-yard field goal. Like, I don't subscribe to the theory that hindsight is always 20-20, and if it worked, it was a good decision. That was idiotic. And I can't believe that guy made the field goal, but it was also fourth and five at, like, what, the 33 or something? 34? You go for that.
Yeah, Mike McDaniel coached very timidly in this game.
Timid.
He did not coach like a guy that is fighting to keep his job.
Right.
You know, that's what didn't make sense to me.
They need a new coach and a new quarterback, and that's the other piece of news from last night, is that the Dolphins' winning streak was built mostly on doormats, and they're a complete fraud. Their defense is, I think, wilted as the game went on. Their defense is okay. Their offense, they have a couple of really talented guys. Achan is really good, but Tua stinks, right?
Yeah, Tua's not good.
Leads the league in interceptions. Lucky he didn't have a couple more.
Yeah, 15.
Next.
Here is Seth in Long Island to chime in.
Hello, Seth. What's up? Seth?
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 I'm here.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up? How are you, Joe?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, listen, I just want to agree with everything you said. I am I call myself an optimistic realist, right? So the glass is always half full, but I do need these guys to win in Detroit, and then I'll be more than halfway. You got to stack the wins, and I'd love to see them beat Detroit, beat Cleveland, and the last game just rest everybody. I mean, that's what they've got to do, man.
Yeah, if they win those two and the Ravens lose one, which they certainly could, they could lose both. Who knows? Then it's all over, and that would be just the ideal scenario, is get yourself what amounts to a bye week going into a home game. Man, that would 100%. Be nice.
100%.
All right. Thank you for the call. Sunday today, a high of Tom Kuhnhackl. Wow, that's incredible.
Remember him? Stanley Cup champion Tom Kuhnhackl. Yeah.
Or Verron Haynes. Wasn't he 34? I think he was. I'm sorry if I got that wrong. A low of 14, Kenny Gainwell. Wow. He's the team MVP. I guess maybe Rodgers again at this point. But,
yeah, it is.
But maybe still Kenny Gainwell. Maybe still him.
And
he's
what a
been
player.
Unreal.
What a player he's been. Like, when he played for Philadelphia, there were always moments where he would spell Saquon late in games, and he would show some flashes of things. So you've got to give credit to Omar Khan. That's probably an Andy Weidel decision after coming over from Philadelphia.
I'm going to give credit to Tomlin. I give demerits to Tomlin when they make bad personnel moves. I think he's largely in charge of that as far as giving the final word. I'll give credit to Tomlin on Kenny Gainwell. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And yet, we sit here and I feel like I have to remind people that nothing has been decided. Certainly not a playoff spot. The Ravens played very well. They felt like, probably justifiably, that they should have won that game against the Steelers and got robbed on at least one call and dropped a pass at the goal line and probably played well enough in the end to win that game, but they didn't. But if they beat New England at home and if the Steelers lose, then we're really very likely, well, not necessarily. Well, yeah, we are. We're headed very likely then for that last game being for the division, right?
Yeah, very possible, depending on what happens in these next couple of games. But
the Steelers have gotten better.
They have.
There's no question about that. And I do give them credit, starting with Mike and Omar, for going out and finding people to replace guys that they invested in and thought were going to be good. I really do give credit there. You can't stay with your mistakes. You can't live with them. You swallow your pride and you move on from Juan Thornhill. Do you have the Juan Thornhill quote? The one that...
All time.
Well, he was incredible, all right. So Juan Thornhill, Darius Slay. Who am I missing here? Limit to, Roman Wilson, guys that they invested in and have just simply moved on from, at least for the time being, and some of them permanently. Great. And it looks like they went out, they got Duggar. They moved around. They signed Samuels on an interception last night. And like I said, I think Rodgers feels way more comfortable with the wide receiver configuration right now. And MVS catches a touchdown last night. Even Jonnu Smith and Freiermuth were involved more heavily last night. So credit to the people who run this team for that much, for sure. Move on from mistakes, get better people in there. I think pretty clearly and obviously they've done that. Next.
All right, here is our guy Robin West Mifflin to chime in.
Rob, what's up?
Oh, man. A lot of these guys, man, like you said, I'm not calling in to complain about nothing because from top to bottom, that was the best game they played all probably in a couple years, to be honest with you, man. Like, I mean, A's all the way across the board. And I'm starting to see a side of Tomlin that I haven't seen in a while, and I think it's because of Aaron Rodgers, man.
What side? What do you mean?
Oh, the aggressiveness.
Yeah.
The aggressiveness, man. Like, I think he knows he got a veteran quarterback back there that he can rely on if something goes, you know, left, you know, to the left or right, man. But I'm seeing it yesterday. I'm talking about these fourth downs. And our own side of the 50 is like, you won't see that out of him, man. You know,
your 30 is what he did yesterday, and I loved it.
At the 28 to be exact. But, yeah, man, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, because we haven't did anything yet, nothing, but win a game. All we did was hold serve because Baltimore won Sunday. But, listen, the Steelers can be dangerous, man. They can be dangerous. They just play football the way they just played. With the 5-yard turnaround, take what the defense is giving you. And like I said, you got a quarterback back there, man, who can beat you from the shoulders up. And that's a plus, man. I'm telling you, that's a plus.
Hey, when you can beat teams from the shoulders up and you still have a golden arm, that is a pretty good combination right there. I agree with you, Rob. Thank you for the call. What we haven't talked about is the state of the offensive line. Where did Dylan Cook come from? A limitless wonder.
Undrafted free agent they've developed over the last couple of years. And how about the game he had against Bradley Chubb?
I mean, that was spectacular.
Yeah,
and
it wasn't.
Troy Aikman spoke about it. It wasn't him getting tons of help. He got a little bit, but it was a lot of one-on-one. What if they found a gem here? Say Amalu Hurd again, but they've really come together for these two games and played really well. And if you protect that quarterback who thinks the game at this level and still has a rocket arm, well, then we're really, really on to something. And then you throw in a run game, which started to happen in the second half, and who knows? But it was Miami. There is that caveat. Let's see if it happens in Detroit. Maybe they build on that. Bottom line is, it's a pretty feel-good day around here. And you can feel good and still be highly skeptical and still be highly justified in acting out, in booing and things like that if it goes south again. Nothing is necessarily fixed around here. They might not even make the playoffs, but this is a feel-good day. There's no doubt. Hope has sprung a little bit, Limits, and hope is the most precious commodity in all of sports.
Hope springs eternal.
That's why we love the draft. That's why we always talk about prospects in hockey and baseball. We all just want to have some hope. And the Steelers suddenly have some. And that's a good thing. Coming up, Nick Faribault. Want to ask him about Dylan Cook and Patrick Queen. And a hell of a play that Nick Herbig made early in the game that when you watch the replay from different angles, Achan maybe scores on that play when he was down on the ground and reached his arm up, made a little arm bar, and basically stopped him. That's a gigantic play early in the game.